This week in West Virginia history, Judge Elizabeth Hallinan died on June 8, 2004. She was 79 years old. Hallinan was born in Charleston in 1925. After attending Morris Harvey College, now the University of Charleston, she earned a law degree from West Virginia University. In the mid-1950s, she served on the State Board of Education and in the House of Delegates before being appointed Assistant Commissioner of Public Institutions by Governor Cecil Underwood. In 1959, she became judge of the first full-time juvenile court in Kanawha County, making her the first woman judge of a court of record in West Virginia history. Next, Hallinan served as executive director of the West Virginia Association of Colleges and Universities and chaired the West Virginia Public Service Commission. In 1975, she opened her own legal practice in Charleston. In 1983, Hallinan was appointed to the federal bench by President Ronald Reagan, making her West Virginia's first female federal court judge. She's best remembered for presiding over a case resolving problems with the state's child support system. Throughout her career, Judge Elizabeth Hallinan was a groundbreaker for women in the field of law. For more information on Judge Hallinan, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
To find educational activities for teachers and students, go to wv.pbslearningmedia.org.